Well, each week I have the privilege of being part of our English Conversation Club here at Southside, and I'm mono language. I struggle with English, and so the group I have, they have limited English, which comforts me because I feel at times I have limited English, and we basically engage in conversation as a means of helping them grasp some English skills, and it's a great opportunity to talk about a whole range of things. But the more I do this, and I've been doing it for a few years now, the more I do this, the more I have come to the view that the English language is ridiculous.
Yes, thank you.
Spoken as a person who's taught English in Japan. I mean, it's just so, so hard at so many levels. I mean, like, think about the words that have, that like they sound the same, but they're spelt differently and have different meanings. Like for example, sight. S-I-G-H-T is what I'm doing with my eyes. S-I-T-E is this site where we are right now. C-I-T is, we quoted from the Bible, we cited from the Bible previously. What about vein? The E-I-N is the veins in my body. The A-I-N, he is so vain. He's very much into himself. And what about board? B-O-A-R-D, a piece of wood, or a group of people who are responsible for an organisation or a business, or B-O-R-E-D, something I hope that none of you are right now. and left, L-E-F-T, go left, not right. Oh, I left something behind. What a crazy language it is. And what about weight? W. See? We're all on board here. We're getting it. Thank you. I need the encouragement. W-A-I-T. Yeah, look, we're waiting for him to finish. W-E-I-G-H-T. Oh, man, this is so heavy. Wait, delay action until a particular time or event. Wait, a heavy object, especially one being carried or lifted. Now, these two words are relevant for us this morning because when we read the accounts of Jesus' birth, you see both these ideas present. There are people waiting, W-A-I-T-I-N-G, for something to happen. And there is a sense that of a heavy weight, W-E-I-G-H-T, that has been crushing the world being lifted off. I mean, take, for example, the account of Simeon, who greeted Jesus when he was brought to the temple in Jerusalem by his parents. Luke chapter 2. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the Lord required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. For Simeon, the wait is over. When Kenneth suggested to me the parcel game, I was nervous. Anything Kenneth suggests makes me nervous. I just thought, man, this will go on forever. People will never get to Christmas lunch. It will take too long. But then I realized that was the point. Yes, I'm sure some of you got bored and impatient. Maybe some of you were frustrated and wondered, what does this have to do with Christmas? Some of you just couldn't wait until this silly game finished so we could get on with what we are really here to do. If you felt any of that, I think the teacher in Kenneth would be very satisfied. You got it. Waiting. 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 When will this end? Simeon, this faithful God follower, was waiting for the consolation, the rescue, the comfort, the help God had promised for the people of God. For centuries past, God had not left the world without hope. His prophetic word had trickled down throughout ancient Israel's history, leaving people with a sneaking suspicion that this is not how it's supposed to be. That surely something has to give. Yes, God will make all things right. How did Isaiah express it? The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. A child is born. A son is given. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. Instead of the deep darkness of sin and death, there would be light. Instead of a world under the control of turmoil and brokenness, there would be peace. For Simeon, the wait was over. For you and I, the wait is over. For the whole world, the wait is over. Jesus has come. As Simeon stood there in the temple all those years ago, holding this little baby, he knows. He knows. Yes, yes, the wait is over. This little baby is the one. Of all the babies that had been brought by parents to the temple for dedication, this is the one. This is the Messiah, God's promised one. This is the Savior. Yes, the wait is over. Yes, the wait has been lifted. You see, God has not left the world crushed under the weight of sin and death. God has not left the world crushed under the weight of turmoil and brokenness. The weight has been lifted. I don't know if you've ever been involved in a serious car accident, and if this brings it back to you, I apologise, but I'm truly amazed by our emergency services. How they come to a car crash and they bring all this stuff with them, all these tools and devices that enables them to lift the weight of the car off an injured person without injuring the person even more. See, their objective is to rescue the person in the safest way possible. I mean, we live in a world where accidents happen. at any point in time. Accidents can just happen. Oh, thank you. Phew. Oh, am I still on the air? No, I haven't destroyed the equipment. I was thinking about the idea of how strong Jesus must have been. I mean, Cole's a big man, but he's not that strong. Jesus lifted the weight of the whole world. It's an amazing picture. Jesus is just like those emergency services. He intervened. He didn't stand at a distance as a mere spectator. He came to us. He came to us. He got his hands dirty. He entered into our pain and brokenness. He came fully equipped to lift the weight, to rescue us. As emergency service people come with intention, this is my job. Jesus too came with intention. This is my job. The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, to rescue sinners. He took upon himself our sin and defeated it at the cross. The weight has been lifted. Yes, the wait is over. Jesus has come. The weight has been lifted. Christ the Saviour has been born. And so this morning, we celebrate. We proclaim joy to the world. We affirm Jesus is God in the flesh. We put our trust in the one who keeps his promises, who is faithful. Father, we thank you for Jesus this morning. Your gift, Heavenly Father, your precious gift that is in many ways beyond words. We know the reality of pain and struggle and brokenness and sin. We know the reality of being crushed by the weight of these things. But Lord, we thank you for Jesus. That you, Lord Jesus Christ, eternal God, you allowed yourself to be born as a baby. You entered our world of pain and struggle. You took upon yourself our sin and death, and you defeated it. Hallelujah. What a Savior. Yes, we greet you, Lord Jesus Christ, this happy morning. We celebrate your presence. Rejoice. The King has come. Amen.